Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Lake to Lake Girls. We are your hosts, Tiffany and Miss Cassie Harrington over here. Hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It was nice and warm and breezy.
Such a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Did you get a run in today?
Not today. I haven't been home since 7 o'clock this morning. But
I'm so sad I missed a running day.
I know. I went out yesterday. 7 miles.
Did you?
Yeah,
I did six yesterday.
Slow was a joke, but I did it.
Six yesterday, slow is a joke. But we'll come back to that in just a little bit. Today, we actually have a special guest in studio. It's Miss Sharon Holtland from over at the Gould Hotel here in Seneca Falls. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hello, and thank you for having me, ladies. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Sharon, you're here to represent what's going on this weekend. Actually, Friday and Saturday, the Traveling Little Black Dress completely sold out Friday. A couple more tickets for Saturday, but it's going to be yet again another huge success. We're what, in our third year?
This is the third annual, and what's really exciting is we've got a lot of different things that are happening this year. Well, I don't want to give anything away, but there's a lot of celebrity models, I think people that you will know. We've got our fashions from the Waterloo Outlet. We've got Banana Republic. We've got Chico's and Gap for kids and teenagers.
And how many kids do you have this year? Because last year you had two doll of a face little kids that were just beautiful.
We have actually, let's see, we have two and a half and 3 year olds, a little boy and a little girl. And the little girl is Tegan, and she actually is a daughter of one of our staff members.
Aww.
And then we have a little boy, Peter, and he's three, and he is Kate McIntyre, who is the new marketing person from Generations Bank, her son.
Okay.
And then we have two 9-10-year-olds.
Oh,
so we're getting a little different. Yeah, mixing up
changing
that.
It up.
We got three very important gentlemen in town and eight big celebrity women in town that are going to promote our black dress. And this year it's called Shake It Up. So you're going to see a lot of fun music, a little bit of dancing here and there. Just a new way that we're going to bring out the little black dress, as we usually do, and share all the new spring fashions and all the accessories and what style is being shown this year.
All the while supporting the Seneca County House of Concern and the consignment shop that's right down here on, is it Fall Street? I'm always terrible at the names.
Well, absolutely. It is New Beginnings.
New Boutique. Beginnings.
And they are Boutique. Also in the show, of course. They're always featured.
Mm-hmm.
And it always amazes the audience of what type of fashions that we find in a consignment shop. And every season, it's like a wow factor.
You really got that at a consignment shop?
Absolutely.
I think people were saying that
year. It's a very cool thing to be doing. I mean, I'm sure you girls go on it. We go on the hunt. It's all about the hunt.
Oh, yeah,
so it's
definitely.
Fun, you know?
And you can find a whole lot of good things on it, the new Beginnings Boutique downstairs.
Actually, it's just not. Yeah, it's right downstairs.
Like, right downstairs and right. Like to the right or to the left.
And it's open Wednesdays through Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you can get your tickets for the show as well.
Definitely.
So.
And so you're sold out for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a few tickets left for Saturday. You can get them at the New Beginnings. Where else can you get tickets?
There is a phone number on the website
mm-hmm.
That they can call. And we have someone that will be taking care of that and can deliver the tickets if need be.
Mm-hmm.
We have an LBD teeny that the staff at the Gould has created. It's a cheesecake, which is a raspberry cheesecake. It's very good, I must admit. And so we'll be selling those for $5 as the ladies come in. They'll come in at 11. The door is open. And they will shop. We have our jewelry designer in town, CB Designs. We have the Art Council represented with also their jewelry as well as some art pieces. We have a handbag company, 31 Bags. I don't know if you've heard of that.
31,
Yep, they're going to be represented. Let's see, what else would we have? The spa, the Bella Vola. Did I say that right?
Bella Vola.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They Sarah, and of course, Anne is in the show. So
okay.
Sarah will be there doing hand massage and probably some back massage.
Ooh, can't
and then we
massage.
Have, which is really awesome, this community is, I know you know this, but I am so shocked every year. We have 25 different auction items, baskets, great jewelry, all donated throughout this community, 25 per show.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of donations.
Yeah, I didn't.
This year to the tune of $7,500, which is amazing, really.
for
just yes. in the auction items, not to mention what all the sponsors have been. Of course, Finger Lakes One is a major sponsor. Finger Lakes Radio is also a major sponsor. Mm-hmm. We have Seneca Daily as a major sponsor. Of course, the Gould. And let's see, who am I missing? Don't want to miss anybody. but we have great long-term relationships.
Definitely. Finger Lakes One is going to be broadcasting it as per usual. They do it every year.
Yes, they do.
Turns out absolutely wonderful. And you actually have a new design in the Gould.
Yes, we do.
You're and, changing it up.
We do. The Gould is, I like to call it cosmetic surgery because we're not doing drastic, but we're taking it up a notch.
Give it a little facelift.
Exactly. Since 2009, when the JGB Hose Company actually bought the building, it hasn't changed that much at all. So we've painted on the main floor. We have moved our front desk, mm-hmm. Which is cool. It's going to be on the big white wall, if you remember, which is not white anymore. We have all the rooms have been repainted with new linens, floor covering, different still wood floor, but adding a few colorful walls. All the rooms will be touched up, and actually most of them are done. And then eventually, well, you'll see paint in the restaurant, and trim done, and just a little bit of a warmer feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, you'll see the wall between the restaurant and the bar. We'll cut it in half, and there'll be a bar and bar stools that'll go around
there.
Oh,
that's cool.
And in the tavern, they're going to put high tops, take out that window seat.
Yeah.
So that will probably evolve in the next few weeks, if not maybe into the summer, it just depends. And then based on our tourists and so forth.
Yeah.
But then we'll also be kicking off a nice open house with some of our VIPs and all of our local people that have been so wonderful to support us. So we'll be getting our new spring and summer menu as well. Chef's working on that now.
Speaking of menu, what kind of menu can everybody expect at the Traveling Little Black Dress? Shakes it up.
Well, both days there will be a chicken piccata choice. The other is a cod Christopher. And the third is a vegetarian lasagna.
Ooh, vegetarian. That's mm-hmm. always a good option to have thrown in there. So you have a new menu coming out for spring and for summer.
And a lot of that, Tiffany, which I think is really great, the chef, Chef Ben, has been really, really supportive, as all of our chefs have, at the farmer's market. And we use as much local as we can.
Keep it local.
And that's getting more and more, you know, and I think that's a big thing going forward with a lot of us here. So, yeah, he shops on Wednesdays, and once it opens, and I think with the weather now and the way they've done things, I'm not 100% when it's going to open, but we plan to kick it off with the Farmer's Feast. So we'll be selling tickets for that and then end up the season with another very, very popular harvest dinner in the fall.
Oh, see, I love the
that
harvest
really
dinners.
Went over
oh,
fantastic.
So many flavors, and oh, I mm-hmm. love harvest dinners. Those are so perfect. Yeah. Squash
and we've been working with Cornell's Co-op Extension, mm-hmm. and they've been wonderful partners. Of course, they are running the farmers market, so they've been great to support that and promote these dinners and so forth as well.
Yeah, the Cornell Cooperative Extension, they're very big, mm-hmm. big on keeping it local. And there's actually a community garden in Seneca Falls too you can be a part of. There's that Waterloo. Is it there's a community garden you could plant.
Oh.
Beautiful. You should look into that too. That's mm-hmm. amazing. So going along the lines of facelifts for the Gould,
mm-hmm.
What kind of things can we see in terms of style facelifts for the Traveling Little Black Dress?
Well, I think you're going to see what the latest colors are.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bright colors from what I can tell.
A lot of bright colors this season.
Pastels, even.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. There are. And the colors are like, I was over at Banana Republic yesterday checking out what all's been picked just to get my show in order. But
yes.
The Whisper Pink, which is that nude pink, you're going to mm-hmm. see a lot of that on the runway. You're also going to see a lot of glitz during the day on the runway. I mean, that's big in the high fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the glitz, most people feel very comfortable wearing that in the evening. Mm-hmm. But now it's like just a little bling through the day. If
an
it's a bling
thing.
Bling necklace, or if it's a bling bling t-shirt and jeans, there's a lot of bling. But it does, and then it graduates. The darker it gets throughout the day and into the evening, the more glitz you can have. But it definitely is appropriate for day. So that's a big thing. Metallics are big. Teal, and you're going to see a lot of coral.
I love coral. Coral and that blue, is it, what is it, I can't
pick up. Like aqua, sea foam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's pretty. Beautiful. Actually, it really extenuates my skin. I love the way it makes my ass pop.
Well, and as it was last year, it was continuing on this year. White is also a very,
I saw
white
that.
On white on white, you know, everything
yes.
white.
And so. You're sporting the white. I love that.
I am.
First yes. beautiful day of sun. Gotta
well,
love the white.
Gotta do what you gotta do. It's a fashion thing.
And so when it comes to the fashion show, we have to talk about, obviously, the little black dress.
Yes.
Now, you're auctioning off a little black dress each day. Friday
sure
and Saturday.
And we also, along with that, will be a beautiful gemstone necklace, which has been donated for through the Arts Council. So we will do that every day, and some will be walking around modeling and selling raffle tickets for that. There's just a lot of terrific things each day of the show that I think people are going to be really excited about.
Now, I know you can't give it away, but what kind of specials are we going to see this year? Last year, we all danced in trench coats with our little hats, and this year, something exciting?
Yes, it's going to be, I just came from the last meeting, to go over the show, and even the committee didn't know until tonight exactly how it was going to go. And they were kind of wowed by it.
Gotta
so
keep
I was,
it hush
I felt
hush.
Good about that. I was up till 2 a.m. last night finishing the music. So it's
were
all
you really?
Music.
Nice.
A lot of dancing.
Music by Paradise
and
Entertainment.
And you can only imagine, now think about it, it's called The Traveling Little Black Dress Shakes It Up. So mm-hmm. what do you think?
We're going to shake our booties.
You got it. But yes, so I think you're going to enjoy it. Fundraising is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times people don't like fundraising because they're afraid to ask for things or whatever. So one of the reasons of creating the little black dress, the traveling little black dress, is because I felt like there was time to put fun in fundraising again, you know.
I agree.
And if everyone gets together and does something fun and does a little portion of it, it's not that difficult.
No, it's really, you have a beautiful committee behind you helping you along the way.
I don't think I could ask for better people. Terry Ferguson is our chairperson. Mm-hmm. All the people from the House of Concern. I mean, nothing but true people. And again, going back to our strong supporters, Finger Lakes Times is one of them. These people come together every season and donate things to help us support mm-hmm. this event and get it out into our community. I mean, you can't ask for more than that, really.
It's a beautiful thing about having a heritage town is everybody's always willing to help each other out, especially for such a great cause like the Seneca County House of Concern. And
well, I think we've all
the food
pantry. Talked about keeping business downtown.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't continue to do things that happen in our town, that's not going to happen. And I think one of the things about being at the Gould, it is a history building. It's part of this county.
It's a wonderful life.
It's part of Seneca Falls. It's part of so much of this community.
Yep.
And one of the joys I've had over the years is that people will come in and say, my mother and dad had their 50th anniversary here. And I was downstairs in the basement and what they used to have a Nickelodeon. I mean, every day I learn something new about the Gould. So it's nice to be a part of the town's history as well. So keeping things coming downtown and supporting each one of the merchants is very, very important. And I think sometimes we drive by them and just forget. Nothing
yep.
intentional.
When you live here,
yep.
you
everybody's
just
got these busy lives and
yep.
they forget. That's all.
Well, this definitely brings the attention back to downtown and back to the Gould and back to our heritage. Speaking of the Gould, I know that the Traveling Little Black Dress is one of the bigger shows for the year,
mm-hmm.
but what else is going on at the Gould coming up?
We're going to have those dinners, as I mentioned.
The harvest dinner in
yes,
the fall.
And then we're
yep.
going to have the open house will be sometime in May.
Mm-hmm.
We will also be doing more. The House of Concern is also doing more fundraisers. And this past January, you may have seen the Tacky Tourist Party.
Yes. Is that coming back?
That is back by real popular demand, I might add. So watch out for those flamingos out on the Gould's porch. Because
and that way
will tell
you'll know.
You, it will be the countdown in January after we've all gone through another. Let's hope we don't go through another winter like this. But after the holidays, it's something to look forward to. So
definitely.
Yes, but we create them for various different organizations. So it just depends on whoever comes to us, and we support them, and we're happy to create something and make it fun.
And I know I can tell you for sure everybody's looking forward to that ball drop going down on New Year's Eve. Every year they
and
move from Antonina's over
yep.
to the Gould.
And we'll get back with you all and go over that because, again, Finger Lakes One is involved in supporting
mm-hmm.
us. And
huge.
That was, it
thousands
was a wonderful
people.
Event. It
thousands.
I know. It was as much as I knew it was really important to the area, that it was overwhelmingly important this holiday season. And it was so great. I was so happy to see Annette and her family there. And her sons and their Uncle Bob were there every day helping with that ball. It was just, it was
getting
a really
heartwarming. Set up.
It was amazing. So we were very fortunate. And we will have it again. So be looking for that.
I couldn't believe, was it 1,200, 2,100 or something like that, that showed up to the ball event, and everybody was just gathered around no matter how cold it was.
It was a cold night, and a lot of the other restaurants downtown were really happy because everybody got to have a great night. It was a really great night. So it brought everybody together, which was great for us anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And it brings people back to downtown as well.
Oh,
people
yeah.
get to enjoy that area. And you forget how beautiful it is when everything's lit up and everybody's decorated.
Well, we will, as we go forward and get into the holiday season, you'll hear us talk, which I've spoken with Jim about, the light up Seneca Falls.
Yes.
And last year we got the garlands that were donated by several people and businesses in town. However, due to circumstances, didn't make it in time for what we need to do. So this year we're hoping and looking for the weekend before Thanksgiving, when all the lights go up, they will all go on in every window and in every merchant, and we're hoping that we will advertise it and get people from Auburn and Skaneateles and Ithaca. They'll make it a day trip for family and throw some hot chocolate in the car with their children and cuddle up in there and just go through Seneca Falls and see what it really looks like all lit up. So we're very excited about that. That'll be a new event that the Gould and the town are working to do.
I'm a big Christmas person, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, I can just envision all these children on the main street standing there waiting for all these lights to go on.
You ever seen Miracle of 34th Street?
Yes,
31st Street? Which one is that?
34th.
Okay, see, it kind of reminds me of that her little face glowing and that little hat, that's what I picture when I picture Christmas, like the...
Oh, yeah. It's all that excitement.
Yes.
So I think...
It's that feeling.
I think that'll be a fun thing to do, and that's the whole reason when everybody got together to get these garlands, and now we're making sure they're all the lights downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll be all together, which is one thing we're working on now. So I think it's a great... To me, the more downtown, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And we have a lot to be proud of down here, I think.
There's a lot going on in Seneca Falls.
There really
is. Beautiful,
you've got your Van Cleef event coming up, the whole centennial for the lake, which I think is awesome.
Aren't they doing some kind of boat regatta kind of thing going down the canal?
Yes, they are putting that together. They've got they'll have a whole calendar from my end. I'm sure you'll hear from Carol. And they've got quite a bit of activity going on for about 14 days.
Hmm.
So.
Oof. That's going to be so exciting. Oh, so much
going
on.
That's all part of the summer.
There's so much going on. I'm so excited. Yeah. All right, so that's the Traveling Little Black Dress coming up this Friday and Saturday. Tickets are sold out for Friday, but mm-hmm. you can get your tickets still at the New Beginnings Boutique in Seneca Falls for Saturday. You can also go online to thegouldhotel.com and look on the events calendar and find out a little bit more about the little Traveling Little Black Dress Shakes It Up. Your creator... And what's the word I'm looking for? The vision behind the event,
right?
Is Sharon Holtland.
Yes,
you are the vision behind it.
Well, I think I find my vision from everybody around me. I think
we get inspired a little bit,
right? Absolutely,
yeah, exactly. And then, thank you to you, your committee, and everything that you guys are doing for the Seneca County House of Concern at New Beginnings Thrift Shop Boutique. Amazing.
Well,
absolutely
thank you very much, and we'll see you on the runway.
Yes, see me on the runway.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Uh-huh, my pleasure.
We are going to turn tables just a little bit here. Cassie and I have something exciting going on this weekend that we've been planning for.
We're going to spend 12 hours in a car with stinky individuals together.
Yes, it's bonding like no other. You can't help.
Find out a lot about a person when you spend a whole day in a
Let
car
me tell
with
you
them
what.
After they've run far.
5, 6, 7 miles each, and then getting in the car, getting back out, running again.
We're
I
lucky
smell like
that we
roses.
Have a large vehicle. Lucky that we have a large vehicle this year.
Yeah. We pulled that through. Seneca 7 is, if you haven't heard of it, it's the 77.7 run around Seneca Lake. And it's kind of like a relay, if I'm saying that right, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a relay where we run a leg, which can vary from 4 to 7 miles, isn't it?
I don't think there's any that are as long as 7, but
thank God.
I have one that's now 6.1 because they changed the map.
Did they really?
Last minute. Yeah,
they change the map since you posted our orders?
Yes.
Oh, food.
But
I
it only affects
one.
Me and Chelsea. Sweet. It only affects runner 4 and 5. So runner 4 gets to run a little less and runner 5 gets to run a little more.
I'm runner 3, right? I run to you?
Nope.
I'm runner 7.
You're runner 6 and I run to you.
Okay, you're running to me. Okay. I saw it the other day.
I don't
remember.
We'll get you figured out.
Yeah. That's what Saturday's for.
So I haven't paid much attention to like the distances and whatnot because this is my fourth year doing the race.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go.
Just ready to
but
do
I've
it.
Been I've been runners 2, 4, and 6 so far. So now I wanna go through the odd numbers. So this year I'm going to be 5 and then I'll only have 1, 3, and 7. To go after that. Because you get the medal that's your medal says your runner number.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, so it'll yours will have a 6 on it.
6 on it. Oh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. I get a medal and everything. I didn't know that. See, all I know is that I got me a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt. I got me Batman. I got Superman and...
Jeez, you're going to be super.
I couldn't decide which one to be.
Yeah, so our team decided to, last minute on a whim, buy superhero t-shirts. Even though our team name is prepping for the zombie apocalypse, I guess...
We're ironic.
We could be super at the same time.
Yeah, we're ironic.
So, in the past, we've always had team shirts, and they were always the same, and we just got new ones made for the new team members. But they're $20 a piece, and they weren't the... Yeah, I don't know. I designed them way back when, and... It was time for a change, so I let somebody else design a shirt, like Walmart, and I bought one for $4, $5.
$5. $5. I can't beat $5.
So I will be Superman on Sunday.
I'm really nervous. I mean, I've been running, but, you know, it's the whole stopping and then rerunning thing that makes me super nervous.
Yeah.
I'll get through it, but...
It's intimidating, certainly, but it's definitely doable. And, you know, as long as you know what your body needs and, you know, as you stay hydrated and you're constantly moving because mm-hmm. you're not just stopping after you're done running, getting in the car and staying there. You're going to the next stop. You're getting out of the car. You're cheering your team on. You're getting back in the car. And you're racing doing that basically because you want to make sure that you are at the next exchange point when your next runner comes in.
That's
so you're never
true.
Relaxing. You're never just sitting there like, oh, now my muscles are sore.
I gotta dread my next run.
It's not as relaxed as it appears. Like, yeah, you might have. And we have a faster team this year. We have faster teammates. So we're going to be moving. We're going to be hustling.
I like the sound. And you said, you made my day. What was it? You said... We have a later start time because we have a faster team this year.
You have to submit your estimated pace. And I've always put in 10.5 minute mile because that's kind of where we were at with our fast and our slow added together. And this year, we have too many good runners on our team this year.
I'm an 8 minute.
I put us in at 9.5 minute mile pace. And that's probably right in the middle. And I went out yesterday and I ran at 10 minute pace and I was like dogging it. So I have no faith, like, because in myself, it's bad to say, but I'm not there to win the race, obviously. So
We're there to have fun.
And I'm finding that it's a ridiculous transition to go from having been training for a marathon to back to speed racing. So, because when you go out and you're running for a marathon, you're pacing yourself for an 11-minute mile, and that's great.
That's true.
When you're doing a 5K, you're shooting for an 8-minute mile, and that's a completely different muscle group. So, I'm a little off keel here, off kilter.
You know, personally, I can't really blame you after you coming off of a marathon. You know, it happens. For me, when it comes to this running thing, I don't even know where I'm going with this. I've been running, making myself run 3, stopping, turning around after like 10, 15 minutes, and then rerunning again. And, you know, running initially, that's cool. 3 done, wait 15 minutes, do some stretching and everything like that. Then restarting to run the first quarter of a mile for the next, like, the coming back. I'm like, I am never going to make it. Oh, I'm never going to make it. You feel it straining in your hips. I didn't realize that was going to happen. But when I pushed myself up to 6 miles, I was like, shoot, this is not good.
It's a completely different experience.
It's an animal.
Running short distance versus long distance. And I don't think I necessarily have a preference, only you kind of got to pick one and stick with it. You know, you're either going to be a slow, long-distance runner, unless you're, you know, a marathon winner, a contender, or you know, you're going to push yourself for a shorter distance. And I like them both. I just don't think it's possible to do both at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And be equipped to do so.
See, you know, I might pace myself. From what I saw, I know you said it changed a little bit for the running. From the legs, from what I saw, I had a downhill, a flat, and a varying, I want to say, but I can't be certain. I know I had one of flat and one of downhill, but I can't remember what the third one was. And with that, I think I want to pace myself for the varying, or the up, you know, the one that's going to go up and down or whatever. But I can really do a speed for the downhill and even the flat, and then go all out for those two, and then pace myself for the last one.
Yeah, you're just pretty crazy to begin with, because I think, okay, so leg 20 will be your last one, as runner 6. That is from Zugabe to Ventosa.
That's not that bad to me.
It's not. It's actually mostly, it's kind of rolling. It's rolling, up and down, up and down, up and down. That was the word. But
that's relatively easy, though. From
you start at 560 feet in elevation. You go up to about 575, then you go back down to 560, 575, 530.
That's insane to me that they keep track of that.
And then down to 520. But, I mean, just think of it this way. You're not running the hill coming out of Watkins Glen. You'll survive.
That's you.
That's not me.
That's not you?
Not this year. It's, well, that's the thing. That's the leg that they had to change. So it wasn't going to be me. But because they made the change, Chelsea was supposed to run all the way up it. And now she stops halfway and I continue. Thanks.
You thought you were getting out of it.
I did. I really thought. I was. That's like, we were short on runners, and I was recruiting only good runners at the time being, because I was like, somebody needs to take runner 4. I was like, we need some really good runners.
So it's not really necessarily the running I'm worried about. The stopping and the going. You know, I can handle that. It's the whole handing off in the exchanging, if you know what I mean. I'm clumsy.
Last year...
I don't know how that works. So I feel last like I'm going to fall on my face.
Up until this year, we've had a snap bracelet.
Oh, really?
That's all it is just a snap bracelet.
So we get to share literally sweat.
Like, yes. So by the end of the time, it's like, ugh. But you get over it. Sharing sweat is the last thing that you're worried about when you're sitting in the car. Yeah. But this year knew they're timing the race, so I don't know how. I don't know if there will be some sort of device that tracks and that's what you're exchanging, or if that just means...
That's something you'll find out on Saturday, I'm guessing, when you go and get the pre-race meeting. Yeah. And then we're doing a team dinner, which I love that we're doing a team dinner on Saturday.
Adam's parents take us in the night before the race every year, and they cook dinner. They're making bucatini, which is my favorite. It's like spaghetti, but it has a hole in the middle, so it's like a straw. It's like a straw pasta.
I
love it. And then they'll probably make homemade sauce and meatballs.
And carbo loading.
Yeah, carbo load, and it'll be great. And then
I'm so excited.
We pack up the vehicle and tell everybody where to meet the next day. And some people spend the night because it's easier. Like Josh is coming from Rochester, so he'll just spend
easier
the night.
Easier to be there. And I'm told, I thought it was funny, Adam. Okay.
What?
I gotta tell you. I have a tendency.
Oh. I was the one who told them. He was like, what time should we tell everybody to be here? And I was like, I don't know, but tell Tiffany a half an hour before that.
I have a tendency.
To be late for everything.
To be a little late. Okay. But this is not my fault. It is my fault. But it isn't. Funny story. We were going to Was it Amanda's birthday dinner? I think it was Amanda's birthday dinner. We went to Geneva. And, you know, like, just like a getting together.
Yes! And yes, now I remember what you're going to talk about.
And, yeah.
Tell the story, Tiff. Tell the story.
I think you told, you're like, all right, so you're coming over at what, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, Tiff. I'll see you at 6.
So I go to Amanda, be at my house at 6:15, we'll get to Cassie's. Okay, thinking I'm good. So we get there at like 6:22, and we're like, we're going to be early. I look at Amanda, and I go, she's going to be so impressed we're here early. And we walk in the door, where have you been?
Oh, it was more than that. You walk through the door, and you're like, I'm early!
Yeah.
And I was like, you're so late! And then she had to refer back to her text
thread,
which we had been sending all day long, to realize that she was, in fact, late. She was late all along. She had no intentions of ever being early, because that would have meant that Amanda would have come over at 5:45.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I just anticipate that this is going to happen. It's
just terrible. I can't. I tell people, I literally have to tell people, you gotta remind me. Yeah. My brain is that bad.
It's Tiff. So everybody else is getting together on Sunday morning.
7:45.
At 7:45.
I am required to.
Not 7:45. I think it's like 5:45. We start running at 7:30.
I was just kidding. You see what I mean?
Whew. This is what I have to work with. Nice.
This is my life. I needed work on that. Yeah, no. So, where do we leave from? Where do we start? Where's our start point?
Scott Lafaro Drive.
I don't know where that is.
It's that, it's the extension of Linden in Geneva.
Oh, okay.
In between, like,
so
the
parking. So you start in
lot.
Geneva and end in,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, basically there's, like, a meeting area kind of at, they open up the Smith, and you can go in and use the bathroom and stay warm. And then, so, runner one, Adam, will start the race. After runner one leaves, runners two and three get on a school bus, and they're shuttled to their starting points, because the first two exchange points are at Ports Restaurant and an intersection, and neither one of them can support all the traffic for the exchanges.
So we have to go around. That's
so we
what that's
go all the way down to exchange point three.
Oh, that sucks for those runners that are, you know, we don't get to cheer them on.
Not really. It's Adam and Alyssa, and Adam's been doing the race for years, and Alyssa gets to run by her parents' house.
Also,
and
she's
so, yeah, so it'll be fine.
Okay.
And they that's get number bad. Runner one gets the glory of starting the race, like, and they're off.
Yay, go team. I'm so excited. I'm so nervous.
And we have, like, if you have any noisemakers or anything, bring those. They've given us a cowbell every year, so we have those at our house. We've got two. But it's when you drive past your runner, they're running and you're in your car going to get to the exchange point, you always, like, hang out the window and cheer for them. And
oh, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous and excited, and this is something to notch off my belt.
Every year you've been like, maybe next year.
I'm panicking. Well, last year I remember last year you had somebody back
out, yeah,
or something.
You were like,
it was very late. And
last
I was like,
minute potential sub.
I was like, I can't do it. No. But this year, I told you I was. I'm doing it. I'm going to get it done.
I'm
super excited.
I'm proud.
Are you?
As long as you show up on Sunday.
Oh my God,
at the right time.
You know where I live, too.
I'll be running around. I'll be taking on your leg and mine at the same time, probably.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
I would not believe you to do that. I would not. See,
if you don't come, I will be running your leg.
I got your back. I will not leave you hanging.
I'll just fly through the exchange point like, whoop, swapped, got it, gone. Yeah. You didn't see that.
Do they allow that?
I don't think so.
That's dangerous.
There are teams, though, who bike. They don't have a car. They bike around the race. So there's six people.
So they have to get to their exchange point?
Six people on a bike and one running. And so basically you end up swapping bikes throughout the race, too, because you've got your one bike short. So you're riding other people's bikes, and you're biking around the lake. I mean, there's really big hills that I don't want to run up, nor do I want to bike up, but some people do both.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like super teams.
Super's not even the word. Your butt must feel so tired afterwards after doing something like that. See, we still gotta confer. I gotta figure out what I'm bringing, what do I need, what I don't need. I don't want to take up too much space, you know, that kind of thing. It's hard to know what's the right thing to pack when you haven't really done anything. The only competitive running thing I've ever done was the It's a Wonderful Run 5K, and that was the first and only. Well, actually, that's a lie, because we did the mud run. Not last year, but the year before that. We did that Finger Lakes
different.
Mud run.
So
it's different.
Pack your own water bottle. We always stop at Walmart in the middle in Watkins Glen, and then you can refill your bottle if you want. We'll also have a cooler full of water. I don't like cold water. I like my water.
It sits
water,
too
like,
heavy on your stomach.
Right. Room temperature water, so I'll
Makes
fill my
like
water bottle, and I'm not going to keep it in with everybody else. I'm also going to put a couple of alcoholic celebratory beverages in our cooler. So
That's
once
right.
you're done with your last run, you're done. You can celebrate.
Woohoo!
And then
I'm putting deodorant in mine.
Yeah. It depends. If it's rainy, you might need a change of clothes mm-hmm. or want socks. Maybe your feet sweat more than, I don't know. Some people, because if your socks are sweaty, then you might get blisters, and you don't want blisters for your last run.
So each change, just in case. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. I'm trying to figure out what the weather is supposed to be like for Sunday.
I think it keeps improving.
Does it really? Sunday, right now I have 59 and sunny. That's for Geneva, though. See, that's not too bad. I'll take 59 and sunny. That's perfect, actually, for running. 60 degrees, sunny. I'm down.
Actually, what was it yesterday?
It was about 50.
I was hot on my run yesterday.
Me too. I was only in a long sleeve and sweats.
I wore a tank top and shorts. But I did buy compression things for my calves, and those heated up my legs a little bit. But I was comfortably warm yesterday on my run, and this is not a complaint about the heat whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Loving it.
But yeah, so anything above 60 and I'm like, whew.
All right, well, that's coming up this Sunday. We'll be sure to let you know how things went on Monday for next week with the Lake to Lake girls, and we'll also keep you posted on how the Traveling Little Black Dress goes. That's coming up on Friday and Saturday. Tickets are available now. Friday is sold out. Saturday is still up for grabs. You can just check those out at the New Beginnings Boutique down in Seneca Falls. I'm Tiffany. That's Kathy. We're going to sign off here. We'll see you guys next week, and hopefully we will still be in moving condition.
We can walk at least.
Yes. Hopefully we can still walk.
There's an elevator.
Yes.